This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today's breakfast masterclass. Now, okay. As people, we get told so much to get to a point where we are forgiving and we've forgiven everybody and we let go of everything. Because if we don't forgive, we are harming ourselves and forgiveness. Like, we know the importance of forgiveness. Ne? But do you think it is possible to move on and heal without forgiving the people who hurt you? Like, to say, for you to say, what's up again? Kilo hila na, kilo move on ka life, mara. Ne? Is that possible?
And then you expect to
as
leave.
As I'm saying this, is there a person that comes to mind as I'm saying this? You don't have to tell us, you know.
In fact, everyone has that one person, man.
Yeah. Listen, you don't have to tell us what they did.
Yeah. Don't tell us.
We just want to know how you are doing while you are holding on to unforgiveness. Wanga na senda. Ona le motho areng ola yena nka se motshwarele.
Nika se mofarele ka nabete ya mini.
Mara ke tjwele go yena ne ke ala ke tjwele tseleng ya gane ke tjwele pele ka phelo ba ka mara nka se motshwarele that one.
Good morning breakfast team. Nana, I'm doing great. But when forgiveness and energy holding to myself, I am doing just fine. I'm gonna less stress. Like, I don't even care what I'm doing. I just don't engage with the person. I don't even do anything with the person. I'm just me living my life. But ask I'm sorry, and I will never.
Good morning. I also have that one person that I feel like I'm failing to forgive them, but I'm really trying, and it's been years. This person was my friend, but whenever I think that I have forgave her, because I got to a point where I prayed about this, praying that, no, Lord, help me to forgive this person. I feel like the burden is too much. Like, it's been too long. Now I just want to release whatever grudge that I was holding against her. But the funny thing, whenever I bump into her, you out fume. But now all of a sudden I speak good about her. But I haven't bumped into her. That's the funny part. But yeah, I'd like to think and believe that I forgave her. Thank you.
Morning, team. Great show, nice topic. You know what? Forgiveness is healing. I have this one person I've forgiven what they did to me. But I will never, ever work with them again. That one will never happen. But I've forgiven them. Nice show. Aaron Galpalad.
Okay.
Why don't we get an expert to talk about this issue, man?
Yeah, maybe I got a touche.
Because
we are holding on to a lot of, you know, unforgiveness. It's okay. We will talk to an expert. We'll be talking to her up next.
But to an extent that whenever you bump into me, Komolong, you still feel that urge to deal with me. You're not living happily.
Huh?
If you still feel that urge to actually squash me, to deal with me, are you living happily?
So if I have forgiven you, I shouldn't be angry when I see you. Oh. Is that what you're saying?
No, you're not happy.
Like, I mustn't be angry when I see you.
Why do
if
you,
I've forgiven you.
Why do you, why do you have to be angry?
So to show that I've forgiven you,
why not just pass?
I must not be angry.
Go wherever you're going. That's it.
Okay, now let's bring in the expert. Let's just bring in the expert, okay? We are talking this morning to relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Paula. How are you doing?
Morning, team and listeners. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Sure. A tough one we are handling this morning, Paula. Forgiveness. So, you have hurt me, and I swear that I'll never forgive you. But does it mean I'm going to be unhappy for the rest of my life that I haven't forgiven you? Mr. Jones just gave me an example and said, if I say that what did you say, Mr. Jones?
I'm saying if you're claiming that you're happy, yet when you meet me somewhere, you feel the urge to deal with me, then you're not happy.
Paula, please step in and just help us.
So there's that saying that when you're angry and you hold a grudge against someone, you're poisoning yourself.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you.
Okay.
So being angry and holding on to unresolved anger or issues can actually do more harm to yourself because it eats away at you. It's this underlying resentment or just the chapter's not closed. It's there's unfinished business. So it's how do you find, you know, closure and forgiveness for yourself? More importantly, it's about you and not necessarily about the other person.
Oh, okay. So what's the difference between ghosting someone and simply going no contact with people who've hurt you? Is that the same thing? Or, you know, like if I decide to move away from you because I just don't want to deal with you does that mean I'm still holding on to something or am I helping because I've removed myself from this situation?
Yeah, so both of them involve cutting off communication, but one is intentional and one is avoidant. So ghosting someone is avoidance, and usually because the person is trying to avoid conflict, and basically you just completely stop all communication without giving any kind of sort of explanation or putting down a boundary or communicating it. You just completely stop communicating with that person and cut them off without any forewarning. Whereas going no contact is usually a clear boundary that someone is putting down. You've either had a discussion with someone or you've clearly broken up with that person and ended the relationship, and you are removing yourself for your own healing and your own mental well-being, not because you're trying to avoid conflict or confrontation with that person. It's about your own healing journey.
So, Paula, if I forget that somebody actually did me wrong, does that translate into forgiving? But then how do I also know that I've moved on from something somebody actually did to actually hurt me?
So moving on is understanding that or acknowledging that, yes, this person did this thing to me. This is how it made me feel. I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. I feel let down. And you process and you work through your emotions. And then taking action for yourself. So it could be putting down a boundary, and that gives you closure from moving on from that person in that situation. But, you know, even if you do bump into them, it's not as a sense of, you still have a sense of anger or resentment towards them. It's you've accepted that that's who they are and that's what they've done. And you've moved on with your own journey and your own healing, and you've got closure for yourself.
And there's a voice note that we played. Somebody saying, forgiving is not an option.
Yes. So, Paul, I mean, we have people who have contacted us and they said, you know what? I will never, ever, ever forgive. And I'm fine. I'm happy. I've got no problem. I don't care about them. And I'm fine. So how do you usually advise people who feel like forgiving is not an option and they want to consider an option that they want to consider after trust has been broken?
So, you know, once trust has been broken, it's very hard to come back from that. You know, both parties have to sit down and, you know, have honest conversations with each other to get the closure that each person needs to move on. But sometimes you don't get those answers, right? Or you don't get to have that conversation with the person. So what is it that you need to do for yourself to get closure for yourself? And sometimes that means forgiving yourself for not speaking up, not speaking out, not putting down a boundary, accepting that person's behavior at the time, right? So are you more angry at them or are you angry with yourself? So part of that moving on is forgiving yourself. And as I said, it's not necessarily about the other person. It's so that you can move on with your life without having any sort of emotional underlying resentment or anger or issues about that situation. So it's not so much, there's less emotional charge attached to it.
Okay. Well, Paula, we have a lot of inner work to do, it seems. We're going to leave it here. Thank you so much for your time. That's relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy, who sent through, we're talking to right now.
And then we're going to play your messages at 22:09. Yeah. We have your messages. And people,
my head is buzzing, Mr. Jones. My head is buzzing. Yeah.
I know this is a very difficult and tricky issue. It's a very difficult issue.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.